Hello and welcome. Picture this. It's a bright Saturday at your local dog park. Someone calls Luna and three heads swivel. A second later, Charlie and two more dogs come running. That's this year's headline in real time. Soft, human-style names and short, easy-to-call favorites. I've spent years building name lists for breeders, shelters, and brand campaigns, and the pattern is steady. On one side, Luna, Bella, Lucy, Daisy, Zoe. On the other, Charlie, Max, Cooper, Milo, Leo. Add rotating newcomers, Willow and Hazel, Loki and Thor, Goose and Moose, Messi and Kelsey, and you've got a snapshot of 2025 in a single roll call. But the list is only the surface. The why behind it helps you pick a name that still feels right 3 years from now. At home, at the vet, and across a noisy trail when you need instant recall. Here's the problem most people miss. We ask, what's trending? Fewer ask, will this still work for me in 3 years? A top name can be perfect, or it can vanish in park noise, sound like a command, or carry baggage your dog doesn't deserve. I've seen big, sweet, blockheaded dogs named Killer or Chaos get the sidearm before they even arrive. That's the underrated truth. Your dog's name is their first impression. It's the handshake before the door opens. So what's driving the names we hear again and again? Four forces. Once you see them, you can use them. Force one, humanization. We name dogs like we name kids, because for many of us, they are our kids. Names like Luna, Bella, Charlie, Lucy, Milo could be a preschool roll call. They're familiar, easy to say, and warm to strangers. Those clear vowel endings, E, A, O, carry across a yard and are easy for dogs to distinguish. Picture a golden retriever named Lucy versus one named Killer. Same wag, different reaction. The name doesn't change the dog, but it changes the room your dog walks into. Force 2. Nature and cozy cottage vibes. Think Willow, Hazel, Ivy, Juniper, Maple, River, Aspen, Clover. These feel like a golden hour hike and look great on Instagram. As more of us headed outdoors, the names followed. They're conversation starters, too. You call River, leave it. And instantly someone asks, River? Perfect, how'd you pick it? If your life leans outdoorsy, names like Aspen or Bear not only fit, hey, broadcast it. Force 3, pop culture and sports. Streaming and real-time sports move names fast. Wednesday, Loki, Thor, Grogu, Barbie, Ken. On the sports side, Messi surged, Kobe stays steady, and the NFL gave us waves of Kelsey's and Mahomes. Families with little kids are bringing home Blueys, Bingos, and Bandits. Treat these names like a stock. Some are blue chip, some are meme coins. Leia has staying power. A name tied to a single season viral doc? Maybe not. Ask, will I still love saying this in 3 years? And does the reference still feel like me? Force 4, breed and type. We instinctively match name to look and job. Frenchies pick up Frenchie Chom. Louis, Coco, Gigi. German Shepherds wear purpose-built names. Ranger, Kaiser, Coda. Huskies go Arctic or Celestial. Nova, Ghost, Atlas. Little companions lean cozy. Peanut, Noodle, Mochi. Big blocky heads often land on strong but sweet. Moose, Gus, Hank. There's a bonus. The right name can reinforce the role you want. A shepherd named Ranger sounds clocked in. A cavalier named Duchess brings gentle, regal energy. Now, the unbeatable advantage in naming, design. Short, clear, consonant-rich names work better for training and recall. One or two syllables. Sounds that pop. Endings that carry. Behavior pros often favor crisp consonants like K, T, and D. That's why names like Dak, Kit, Coda, and Tilly cut through wind at the park. You're not just choosing a sound you love. You're choosing the button you'll press 1,000 times to get your dog's attention. make that button easy to press. Watch out for command collisions. Kit can sound like sit. Bo can be confused with no. Ray can blur into stay when you're shouting over traffic. Dodge it with small tweaks. Kit becomes Kipper. Bo becomes Bowie. Ray becomes Rhea. Same vibe, less confusion. Your future self on a rainy sidewalk will thank you. If you're naming right now, here's a quick playbook you can use today. The first impression test. Say the name and picture it on a vet's schedule. What do you see before the door opens? A neighbor hearing chaos is coming over might brace in a way they wouldn't for Maple. If you want your dog greeted with a smile, pick a name that invites one. The park test. Stand in your kitchen and call the name like you will at the park. Does it carry? Is it distinct from the Lunas and Charlies you'll hear around you? If it blends in, you'll be competing with three other dogs every time you call. The command test. Say your top picks out loud with everyday words. Sit, stay, down, drop it, leave it, heel, come, no. If there's echo or overlap, adjust. Even one vowel change can make a name pop. The future-proof test. Imagine introducing your dog by that name to your boss, your landlord, and your grandma. Imagine saying it 30 times a day. Imagine saying it in 3 years when the show ends, the season wraps, or the meme fades. Still love it? Great. If not, go timeless over trendy. The fit test. Match the name to your dog's energy, your lifestyle, and your neighborhood. A gentle giant named Moose melts hearts. A pocket-sized palm named Moose is its own punchline, in the best way, if it makes you smile. A husky who sings at the moon? Nova fits. A Frenchie who naps like royalty? Louie fits like a velvet pillow. And a quick note on neighborhoods and buildings. Fairly or not, some HOAs and landlords bristle at tough-sounding names on big breeds, connecting the name with headlines. If your dog is your ambassador, to your landlord, your groomer, strangers in an elevator, pick a name that opens doors. You can still get strength without triggering assumptions. Ranger, Atlas, Hank. Back to trends for a practical takeaway. Use them as inspiration, not a scoreboard. Human-style names work because they feel like family. Nature names rise because they reflect how we live. More outside, more connected to place. Pop culture names are fun because they're shortcuts to shared smiles. Breed-appropriate names click because they make intuitive sense. But the winning name is the one that helps you train, helps you connect, and makes you happy to say it out loud every day. If you're staring at a sleeping puppy right now, try this mini ritual. Say the name gently while you're petting her. Say it with a grin from across the room, like you're inviting her to play. Say it fast when she's trotting towards something questionable. If it feels good in your mouth in all three moments, you're close. If you're more the data and details type, check the write-up with deeper dives, longer lists, and step-by-step brainstorming you can use with your family tonight. For now, I'll leave you with this. Your dog's name is their story starter. It's the first chapter everyone hears. Choose something that sounds like the life you want to live together. Warm, clear, kind, and a little bit you. Thanks for hanging out with me today. Go give your Luna, your Willow, your Ranger, or your Peanut a scratch for me, and I'll see you at the park, where, yes, three dogs will come running when somebody calls Luna.